From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Our British police searched a home Saturday in a London suburb and evacuated the area surrounding it as a precaution after an earlier arrest. It was in connection with Friday's rush hour bombing on a London subway train that left 30 people injured. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that assault. Friday's blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. Security troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least 36 Burundian refugees, injured more than 100 others, during confrontations over plans to return some of the refugees to Burundi. Soldiers and police opened fire as the refugees tried to flee, some of their compatriots, in a town in eastern DRC near the Burundi border. UN Refugee Agency expressed shock and sadness over the deaths, and they're calling for an investigation. Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and other rights groups said evidence shows that the Myanmar military forces systematically targeted and torched Rohingya villages over the past 3 weeks. This is VOA News. About 3